This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. We've been waiting all week for Friday because at 4:05 today, Jane has that incredible trip to Cape Cod.
Jane! I know.
To see Ed Sheeran. Make sure you're listening to our Janie today at 4:05. It's a pretty incredible, and I think it's an instant winner too. Like no qualifying, you just win the
thing. On all of Jane's social media, she talked about Gothmiss yesterday. Mm. And in fact, at one point she said, I'm not sure which black lipstick to wear today. And had a picture of four different black lipsticks.
Really?
That's funny.
She's for real.
Yeah, of course she has black lipstick.
Not one.
No. Well, you've got your matte, you've got your super glossy, you've got your semi-shiny,
glittery.
And you've got your lip healing. There's all different kinds that you're going to need.
Of black lipstick.
Sure.
Who knew?
This part of the program is brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. The weekend. You want some tickets? Mm-hmm. Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 gets tickets to see the Weekend Starboy World Tour Phase 2. It's coming to Oracle Arena on October 8th, and the tickets go on sale today at 11 a.m. at LiveNation.com. But you can win a pair right now before they even go on sale. 800-400-3697. Caller number 9. My face when I'm with you, but I like it. But I love it. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order for free.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
Hello, Dublin.
Hello.
Here's what's happening. Sunny and clear, everyone. We've got a killer weekend ahead. Mm. Super hot.
Be careful and enjoy it.
Sunny, clear skies.
Stay hydrated. You don't want to dry up and blow away in the wind like a seed pod or something.
Oh, and watch out for the animals. Don't leave them out in the hot sun. Oh, don't leave your kids in the car.
Yeah.
And you
round
take
up all your little critters.
Or whatever that voice is.
Oh, I will. I'm going to be sitting by a pool with a cold drink in my hand.
Covered from head to toe because I won't wear a swimsuit.
So what about it?
San Francisco, mid to high 70s. San Jose pushing 90, 97 on Sunday.
Yikes.
And in Oakland, 80s and rising into the weekend as well. So, people have been texting in because we haven't mentioned it since early this morning, but one of the first breaking news stories of the day, weirdly, was Amazon is buying Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. As big Whole Foods fans here.
We were all a little nervous.
We were all nervous. But Bezos texted us and said, we here at Amazon don't usually like to fiddle with the things we buy. It'll be fine.
Right.
And we were like, all right.
We just acquire and let them continue to do business as usual.
Good news.
Budman texted me. He said, whoa, Amazon buying Whole Foods. Grocery delivery by drone?
Oh.
Maybe.
It is a long walk.
Before we broke, Sarah announced that Styx, of all bands, is in her top 10 all-time bands forever.
I just do love them so very much.
So Styx doesn't have a look at my top 100 bands.
That's
so I
funny.
Was shocked to hear that. I think they're fine. Grand Illusion. I've heard the album.
Sure,
Nothing besides that, though.
Well, I think there's like a Renegade album. You know what's funny? Because as I'm writing down, I wrote down my top 10 so we can compare notes. I'm wicked picky with what records. Because even some of these bands, I'm like, well, I haven't bought anything from them in 30 years. But they're on my list because of, a couple of albums in the 70s. As my kids say, no more of your bad 70s music,
right.
Mom.
As Sarah's partner in crime for all these years,
You've known me forever.
I take the challenge. I will try to guess your top 10.
I'm going to see how many of yours. And listen, You're going to name ones that I'm going to go, oh, yeah, them.
I love
them. It was hard to come up with. I did actually come up with 11, and then I had to, so I had to kill. I killed off. Oh, maybe I won't.
Go ahead. Tell me who you killed off.
Journey.
Journey is at the top of my list.
And he got kicked out of my top 10.
All right.
Wow.
Journey's out, but Styx is in.
I love Styx. I love Journey, too.
Okay, well, Led Zeppelin's in.
Oh, yes. Led Zeppelin was the first one I thought.
Okay, Pink Floyd is in.
Pink Floyd.
Is Heart in?
Heart is in.
Heart is in.
Old Heart. Old Heart,
is
people.
Aerosmith in?
Aerosmith is in.
Is Bon Scott AC/DC in?
Bon Scott AC/DC is in. Specifically Bon Scott AC/DC. All the stuff after the Back in Black record. Although the Back in Black record is good.
One, two, three, four,
but everything
five,
else.
Six. So I'm at six. I need to get four more.
Styx is in there?
Because Styx is in there, right. So
this
I have...
I don't know. Some of these you might not guess, but...
I got Boston on the
Boston,
list.
Boston's on there. Seven.
Okay, so there's seven. Now, I'm really torn because the Beatles is too easy of a guess.
The Beatles is on there, Vinny.
They are on
the
there?
Beatles
okay.
The Beatles are on my list. I debated it, too, but I'm like, Sarah, you've spent so much time listening to the Beatles. You know every Beatles song. Like, how can they not be in your top 10? Although, I have periods where I won't listen to them because I'm like, I'm sick of the Beatles.
Well, right.
But then I'll hear, like, you know, Because or something, and I'm like, oh.
I love them
so I have three more bands and two more slots, and I assumed, I really did expect Journey to be in there. But I have, Tom Petty?
No. Although I love Tom Petty, I wouldn't put him in my top 10. Although, you know, on a certain day, I might be like, hey, I'm all about Tom Petty. Another excellent guess. In the top 20, for sure.
Van Halen?
Nope, not in my top 10. But I love them.
Okay, the last one I have, which was just in little writing, like just in case. Bon Jovi?
No.
All right, so then I'm missing two of your top 10. What are they?
Well, one of them I don't think will surprise you at all, and the other one might. Which one do you want first?
I want the one that's going to surprise me.
Cake. I love Cake.
You know what? I know
you knew that.
Cake,
of course. They're not a bad 70s band, so of course they didn't occur to you.
Well,
and that's also, there's two or three albums that I'm just like, I know every song. I love them. But there's other records that I'm like, nah, I don't care about that one.
Cake. All right, and then what's the other one?
Rush.
Rush? Okay, I thought of Rush, but I figured there's not enough room for Rush to make your...
Oh, no, Rush is... Rush might even be top five.
God, and you just were so stinky to me the other day when I came in singing Rush.
Listen, it was 4:45 in the morning, Vinny.
What's better than Rush in the morning? And here's her answer. Silence.
I don't know, being quiet and respectful of the other people who are, you know, trying to read stuff.
Excuse me. Try to come in with a vibe. Yikes.
Well,
keep your vibe to yourself,
Vinny.
We know your vibe.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're going to catch your vibe. Never any worry about that.
The Radio Alice Report.
Right. What is the most popular vegetable?
Hold on, we can get this.
Well,
is it tomato, fruit, or vegetable?
You should say, well...
What is it?
It's a vegetable.
Oh, it is?
All right, so it's tomato.
I'm going to say tomato, too.
It's not tomato.
Oh, it's not?
No. Nope.
Well, what's your favorite? My favorite's broccoli.
Broccoli is number one.
I was going to say
eggplant. Oh, it is.
I was going to say eggplant is mine.
Eggplant?
You don't love eggplant?
I like it. It's
okay.
Mushy, though.
What are you talking about? If you're Middle Eastern, you love eggplant.
Really?
Yeah.
You
Italians
love
use a lot of eggplant, too, but... Your favorite?
I think so, yeah.
I do like a roasted Brussels sprout.
Oh, Brussels sprout.
Is that all an right. eggplant reference?
What are you doing over there?
I didn't say anything. I actually didn't say that.
Green beans come in at 10. Asparagus, cauliflower.
What about peas? What about corn?
Brussels sprouts come in at 7. Peas, 6.
All
carrots
right.
at 5. Mushrooms, tomatoes.
Mushrooms count, huh?
Corn at number 2.
Corn. I said corn and peas.
And the number one vegetable, everybody, is broccoli.
Yeah. Duh. I love vegetables.
Yeah, they're good. Absolutely.
I can never understand why kids won't eat them. Delicious.
Well, they get against anything that they don't know.
That's true.
They just decide. Yeah. I'm not eating that.
I don't like the look of it.
Right. I hear my kids say that, and I just go, God, that's... It's me. Mm. That's me. I can hear it.
Yeah. You're a bit of a snap judger when it comes to food. I'm not eating that.
I'm not on the fence.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny. Happy Friday, fast fact.
Golfers who win the Masters get to keep their green jacket for a year, but then they have to return it, and it gets put in a closet. And then whenever they show up, they can wear it.
Show up where? Wherever they want it?
Well, at the Masters.
It's Augusta, isn't it?
Uh-huh. So if the only when you go to Augusta, you can go and get the jacket from out of the closet?
Right. So there you are.
What if you got fat that year or something?
Well, you don't want to let that happen.
Get someone else's jacket.
You want to be taking your jacket in and out all the time.
Can you let them know ahead of time? Like, hey, I put on, you know, can you let that thing out? Can you get me a size large? Mm.
Check this out.
Okay.
You promised that you won't use iTunes to make nuclear or chemical weapons, and you don't even realize it.
That you won't use iTunes to make nuclear or chemical... That is hilarious.
There's a line in the terms and conditions
that we all just agree. Agree.
Right.
I agree.
Barbara Streisand's name was originally spelled B-A-R-B-A-R-A, but she legally changed it in her 20s to get rid of one of those A's.
Huh.
Yeah. Did she just want it to be spelled differently?
It says here she hated the original spelling.
Barbara. So that's not how you spell it. I've been in love. Whatever it is.
Benjamin Harrison was elected president in 1888 and was the first U.S. president to have electricity in the White House.
Oh.
But he never touched a switch because he was afraid of getting electrocuted.
Mm. Oh. What, do you have like a switch flipper?
Must have. Those were dark days in America, so, you know.
Literally dark. Electricity was new.
Right. Krispy Kreme has given teachers free coffee this summer because they deserve it. Through June and July, teachers that show proper ID at participating Krispy Kremes can get a free coffee with the purchase of a regularly priced item. So drink up, teachers.
Oh.
Go get a donut or whatever.
Jack is not going to fit in September.
And then get a free coffee.
Because they have good stuff at Krispy Kreme.
A new survey asked people, if you could stay with your husband or wife but divorce their parents and get them out of your life for good, would you do it? And almost a quarter of people said, absolutely. Get them out.
What did you say, a quarter of people?
Almost a quarter of people said, yep.
What do you think, friend?
What? Yeah, what? No.
Oh,
I'm
he
fine.
Said yes.
I was saying yes, yeah, and hey, what? I wasn't expecting to answer that question.
Would you divorce your...
You know what? I'm still very new, so they're very nice to me. Maybe in the future,
you'll have problems.
I might.
Once you have a kid and they get all Budinsky.
So far, it's like a honeymoon stage. So
what's
all good.
What's her due date again?
10/22.
Oh.
How's the name coming?
She's thinking about it right now, and.
Oh, you don't have any.
Has a couple of things in mind.
Has she said anywhere you were all? Nope, I had sex with a girl named that.
No, I've said a few though that she's like, oh, but I have a friend named that, or
it rules out a lot of names.
Or my friends named her daughter that, or all
like
that,
what? So. Like what kinds of names have been discarded?
I forget right now.
On.
There's so many that she just threw by me, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's cool.
No, what names did you come up with that she said no?
I can't say.
Why not?
Because the girl will recognize the name or something?
Under pressure.
Queen. Who am I going to throw off?
There. Oh, my God. Queen just jumped into your list.
As I said, under pressure.
That is funny. Well, get rid of Styx. Come on. They just can't be in anybody's top 10 of all-time bands.
Queen might actually knock them. I'm looking at the list and thinking, like, who else can I... kill off
Styx.
Here.
You can get rid of Styx. I mean, Grand Illusion's a wonderful little album, but after that, they got nothing.
Down on you,
Mr. No Roboto? Come on.
Renegade is the... Oh, so nice. All right. You win. I'm crossing Styx out.
You got to.
Oh, the number 11, I guess.
They're not even sniffing my top 150.
Well, we have very different tastes in music.
I don't think we do.
It's about
Oh, Pink Floyd is in.
Yeah, we have some things in
Led
common.
Led Zeppelin's in.
But you have a lot of things that I would not put in my top 150. Well, I'm not surprised I have some that you wouldn't. Like right. Heart. You wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole.
God, I'd rather.
Oh, I can't.
You'd rather?
I don't know. Anything.
Well, I like Styx more than AC/DC. I love AC/DC.
No, you need to keep AC/DC.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you're just angling to get Styx out of here.
Yeah, Styx needs to leave. And Heart. I mean, if I could get Heart out of
Heart,
there, too.
There's four or five bands on here that would leave before Heart. The Beatles might leave before Heart.
Oh, God. Our text number is 800-400-3697. One of my college roommates used to eat my ice cream and then leave me an IOU in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, that's not good enough.
Not cool.
707 says, I believe it. People give out their own information without the blink of an eye. The email addresses for pizza. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Would you give out your friend's email address, Sarah, for a whole pizza?
No. I like to think I would, you know, be truer to my friend than I am to my stomach. I know in that moment that I'll only be able to eat one slice of that pizza.
One.
Two. Well, I mean, I'm picturing a huge pizza, like a huge, delicious New York
style. You don't picture a Ba pizza from...
Oh, it's a Ba pizza?
A Ba pizza.
Oh, no, I don't know. Maybe I do need to...
Bye, Marianne's email!
How's she going to care? It's a Yahoo address. She can care, you know. Come on.
Right.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.